Welcome to the Altitude Sessions, where we fly above the noise and speak to what our spirits can't always say out loud. I'm Robin Box. Today's episode wasn't planned, but grief doesn't care about calendars, and this one hit us hard. Malcolm Jamal Warner has passed away, and the Black community is sitting with the grief that's heavy, layered, and tender. This episode is a space to honor that, to name what he meant to us, to speak the love, the ache, and the legacy. Let's fly. If you're Black and grew up in the 80s or 90s, chances are Malcolm Jamal Warner wasn't just a character to you. He was your big brother, your crush, the friend you wanted to have, the cool, smart, grounded Black teen on screen who made you feel seen. As Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, he represented something we hadn't seen before. A Black teenager with a full range of emotions, from goofy to serious, from rebellious to thoughtful, all while being loved out loud by a whole family. He made us believe that being a Black boy didn't mean you had to be hardened or hidden. You could mess up your grades and still be worthy. You could be silly and still be safe. You could be fully you and fully loved. The Cosby Show changed everything. For the first time on network television, we saw a Black family that wasn't built on struggle. We saw affluence. We saw education. We saw love that was layered but consistent. And Malcolm was at the heart of it all. But let's be real. Loving that legacy got complicated. And yet, we still held space for Malcolm, because he showed us grace, growth, and artistry long after the sitcom ended. He didn't disappear. He kept creating. He kept showing up with dignity, craft, and care. He reminded us that you can come from something complicated and still carry something pure. This one hurts. Not just because of who he was, but because of what he represented. He was a touchstone. Proof that we were lovable as we were. That Black teens could be layered and full of light. That our families could be whole, even in fictional form. Losing him feels like losing a piece of our collective innocence. A reminder that even the ones we grew up with, our imaginary siblings, our safe spaces, are mortal. And grief like this, it sneaks up in waves. It's not just about celebrity, it's about memory. It's about mourning the moments that made us feel at home. Malcolm Jamal Warner wasn't just Theo. He was a poet, a musician, a quiet force in film and television. He aged with grace. He carried his identity as a Black man with integrity. He gave us art that felt real, raw, and intentional. So let's say his name with reverence. Let's not flatten him into just nostalgia. Let's honor the way he expanded Black boyhood and then Black manhood in media. Let's thank him for every time we felt less alone because of something he said or played or wrote. To the man who helped raise a generation from our living rooms. To the brother we never met but always knew. Malcolm Jamal Warner, thank you for your light, for your layered masculinity, for your example. You mattered to us, and you always will. This has been the Altitude Sessions. I'm Robin Vox, and today I'm grieving out loud because silence never did our stories justice. Fly high, big brother. We'll carry your legacy in every story we tell, and we'll keep rising in your name. I'll see you in the sky.